I use truth to grow the same as I use vitamins, affection, and love. This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing with the Absolute Philosopher. I use truth to grow the same as I use vitamins, affection, and love. Kind of interesting to compare something to vitamins, affection, and love, but really, truth is that same thing. When we find one of the most valuable techniques in the world of achieving our reality, of achieving who and what we are, we go for it. And what is one of the most important and valuable techniques in the world for achieving who and what we are? What is one of the most wonderful and positive manners that we could do it? It's the use of affirmations. It's the use of affirmations. Now, we can have affirmations that say, I don't like me. We can have affirmations that say, everything's not going too cool. Or we can have affirmations that speak the truth and say, all is in divine order. All is working out perfectly, beautifully, wonderfully, fantastically. And so it is. And we can have affirmations that say, all is not working out perfectly, wonderfully, beautifully, fantastically, and so it is. And either way is perfectly okay. Now, we all have major egos, and we like these egos to be supported and worked with and admired and desired and recognized and appreciated and all that good stuff. However, when we take a vitamin, do we think that the vitamin is going to immediately make our body strong and well? Do we think that when we give affection, that we're going to instantly get affection back? Or when we give out love, love is going to instantly come back? Well, we'd like to think that way, but we know better. We know it's only with a continual program of giving out love and giving out abundance and giving out joy and giving out these aspects that it comes back to us. Without that, it never comes back. Truth is the same way. If we say, I like me, all is in divine order, and then the next minute we do something that says we don't like ourselves, well, then we put that cause in motion. If we say something about ourselves, which is the truth, which is I am God, God I am, and then we don't act like God, we act like somebody who is controlled by their environment, somebody controlled by the world around them, we're not acting like God, because God is not controlled by anything except itself. So if this is what we really want, I use the truth to grow, the same as I use vitamins, affection, and love. If this is the truth, if this is the reality that we really want, then it's up to us to begin to put a cause in motion to bring this about. Now, how can we use truth? Oh, we talk about truth so much in the metaphysical field. We talk about truth so much in the field of religion and philosophy. We talk about truth in so many areas, but we haven't the vaguest idea what truth is. Truth is whatever is right for us. Oh my, that's a broad way of looking at something. That's like saying truth can be anything you want it to be. Truth can be up, truth can be down, truth can be in, truth can be out, truth can be nice, truth can be sad, truth can be whatever you want. That's true. That's true. Truth is just like a glass of water. You can drown in the glass of water, or you can swim in the glass of water, if it's big enough, or you can drink it, and you can feel wonderful about it. How can you drown in a glass of water? Well, you know, if you put the water in and don't let it go down, you can drown because you can't breathe. Well, now, that's sort of a strange thing. No, but it's true. This is what people do. People oftentimes drown on their own problems. They drown on their own dreams because they don't believe the dreams are possible. They don't believe the dreams can be realized. What is the truth about you? Well, I am a woman, and I am a beautiful woman, and I am a happy woman, and I am a woman who enjoys myself and who enjoys my world. Is that right? Why is it no one ever comes to visit you? Why is it no one ever calls you on the phone and says hi? Why is it that you get no attention from the outside world? Well, I don't want any. well, this is what you say because this is what you get. Now, how do you get attention from the outside world? How do you have people call you and enjoy your company? And, well, you be the kind of person that you would like people to call. You be the kind of person that you'd like people to associate with. Now, are you going to call a person who's a glum person? No. You're going to call a person who's got problems all the time and keeps showering you with those problems? No. Are you going to call a person who is independently wealthy? Hey, that's a nice idea. You're going to call a person who's healthy all the time and who's living in a dynamic body? That's kind of nice too. Where do you find those kind of people? Yeah, that's just the point. Where do you find those kind of people? Those kind of people are people who are living that awareness of truth. And that awareness of truth is that all is in divine order. That awareness of truth is that I am a worthwhile person. I deserve all of this goodness and happiness because I put the cause in motion to bring it about. How can we do that? Well, every single day, you go to your breakfast table and you take your vitamins. And when you don't take your vitamins, you say, whoops, I missed my vitamins. And you grab it as soon as you remembered you missed it. And if it's just next to breakfast the next day, you still then you take two of them. Won't hurt you. Now, what about affection? Oh, I forgot to be affectionate. Well, be affectionate. There's no makeup on that. You just be affectionate. How can you be affectionate to your world and to everybody that you meet unless you're affectionate first to yourself? And how can you be affectionate to yourself? You just say, I like me, 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 a couple of zillion trillion times. And when you say that, then it's like 2 times 2 is 4. You begin to believe it. You begin to put it in practice. You begin to experience it. And it's kind of wonderful. The same with love. Can you give out love? Can you give out love even when you're hurting? Can you give out love even when circumstances are not too cool for you? Can you give out love? Well, not everyone can do that. Everyone does it, but not everyone can do it. And when you can do it by your choice, then you've got it made. When it's just a natural thing that you do to give out love, then you haven't got it made. You say, well, my goodness, if it's a natural thing to give out love, you surely would have it made. No, because we live in a world where we make the decisions. We decide that we're going to speak the truth. We decide we're going to take our vitamins. We decide we're going to be affectionate. We decide we're going to be loving. Now, if it's just the loving thing to do, if you look at a little child and your heart just goes giggle, giggle, and you say, oh, isn't that cute, isn't that charming, that's a love that it bubbles out that it's not something you do all the time. If at everybody you giggle and enjoy seeing whatever they're doing and you love them and you enjoy them, then that's a different thing. But just to do it because the action evokes it. Have you ever been in a movie and you're in a movie and you're feeling glum and sad and really bad and you just don't know what to do, and you look at the movie and the movie is a comedy and it's supposed to make you laugh, and you look at it and you can't laugh, and then after a while something happens in the movie and there's some suspense that's taking place and you get caught up in that suspense, and then at the conclusion of the suspense, they have some funny act which causes everybody to bring down the house in laughing. And you laugh too, because you forgot you weren't feeling like laughing. You just enter into what everybody else is doing. And you don't even think that, hey, I'm supposed to be sad. You know, I've had a bad experience and everything's supposed to be bad. Well, this is what happens to us. We can be happy even when we're sad, and not have it be real or beneficial to us. But can you be happy by your choice under all circumstances? That's what it takes the real winner to do. When you get busy with your life and you start recognizing, I use the truth to grow, the same as I use vitamins to grow, affections to grow, and love to grow, then I'm the master. If I take vitamins because my parents or my doctor or what have you tells me to take it, it really doesn't do too much good. But it does good because it's vitamins and it's good in your system. It takes care of things. Well, it doesn't do much good. It does a little. It does a little merely because it's overcoming some lethargy there. But what about affection? How about affection? If you take affection, you take it from everybody else, what have you got? You got nothing. It's only when you give affection that you got affection. It's only when you give love that you got love. And the same with vitamins. It's only when you give vitamins that you have the benefit of the vitamins in your system. Now, what do you think the vitamins are? Do you think they are beneficial, that they're supportive, that they do good things for you? Well, then that's what they do. Do you think that truth is everything beautiful and good? Then that's what it is for you. If you think that truth is that the world's going to pot and nothing makes sense anymore, then that's the truth for you. We all have to grow up and determine, are we going to be a pawn of the world or of nature, of life, or are we going to be the king and the queen? Are we going to be the ones who determine what is going to be done, how it's going to be done, who it's going to be done with? That's what really matters. And when we determine that, then we put all the causes in motion for the highest and the best and the most fantastic things in our life. An absolute philosopher is a person that thinks for themselves, that determines for themselves what are their values and where they want to go and how they want to accomplish it. We're all an absolute philosopher. Sometimes we're not paying much attention to it, but we're all an absolute philosopher. And today it's time for us to pay attention to it and enjoy it thoroughly with all of our heart. Have a lovely day and know that I love you. I love you. I love you.
I love you.
Love you. Love you.